When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Did we announce our new name? I don't think we've done that yet.
Yeah, we did.
I'm super excited about it. But see, here's the thing. Here, you should be worried about me. I can't tell you what's gone on that I literally had this week where people are like, yeah, we discussed it. I'm like, we did.
Yeah, like recording today?
Yeah. Like, I mean, mama, it's... But I think I'm so passionate about it now because I know now that we have a show name after a decade, I now know how to open the show because I can say, welcome to Keeping It Real.
Yeah. There you go.
Right?
Except, you know, it's still the Jillian Michaels show until two episodes from now.
Okay. All right.
But you can practice this. This is good.
Well, we have a name, guys. So we actually don't have a guest on today's show because it's the holidays, and you're thinking, what does that have to do with anything? And quite honestly, I think I'm going to take the reins on this one because I feel that I can be the expert on today's show.
I think you are. And since we don't have White Elephant this year.
No, we don't. And I got something amazing. I got you something amazing in hopes that that we would be able to get around it. And in fact, I'm going to share what it is, and I will just have it dropped at your doorstep and then sprayed with Lysol. It's the Nachosaurus. So it's a ceramic dinosaur.
I've seen this.
And you put the chips in his backbone, and then I believe that there's like a bowl where he appears to be drinking like out of a lake or something, and that's where you put your dip, the Nachosaurus.
That is hard to top.
I know. And I was like, I'm so upset because it wasn't overtly like sexual or like dirty, stinky, like toilet paper, you know, or fart books. Like it was really good. Like it just was so out there, but in the best way. And I was like, I can't believe that not only has COVID ruined 2020, it has also managed to ruin my Secret Santa tradition.
Do you realize I think I always end up with your Secret Santa gift, whether it be the trekker hat and some all the cash you had in your pocket that day?
You're welcome. What was that, like $6?
Yeah, some coins.
Right. It's exciting. But this was good. This was one of my better, you know, and it was ruined. Which leads me into the topic of this week's show. I'm sorry. Like, I have tried to steer away from this, and I find it inevitable. It's the holidays, and it's such a cliche, but my God, the family dynamics are just on fire. Mm. How? Oh, my God. And it's like, I know better, right? Like, it's a typical holiday cliche of, oh, we're depressed during the holidays. Oh, you know, the family dynamics are, it's just, but it's so real, Cindy. I can't, and it brings me back, like, when I see, very unfortunately, my family dynamics, it brings me back to such a sad place. And I wonder, you know, I was talking to my therapist about some of it, and he was like, maybe you want to do another session this week.
Oh, my God.
But it's so funny. Like, I can, whether it's, you know, my sister or my brother or my mother or my stepmother or even, you know, even the way I see these patterns play out with my own kids. And I thought that I might point out some things that I realized. Because I realize that our family dynamic, which is interesting because it was a split family, right? There was my dad, yeah, and then he had two more kids who are half siblings, and my stepmother. And then there was my mom. And yet the dynamic of, like, one person in the dynamic is the bully, right? And the other person is the victim. Hmm. And it plays out in my family dynamic endlessly. And I find that it's, you know, my father, it's funny because, like, I have dealt with the issues with my dad. You know, for those of you who are familiar with the show, my dad and I, we haven't spoken in years. And I dealt with that in the earlier half of my adult life in therapy, right? So I've gotten to the point where I can look back on my father and I don't put him in this position of him being all good or all bad, which I think so many of us do. It actually has a name. It's called splitting without realizing it, right? We split somebody off into an all good category or an all bad category, because if they're all good, you don't have to deal with the disappointments, right? They're all good. They're perfect. They never hurt you. They never let you down. But if they're all bad, doesn't matter because there's nothing to salvage. So for years, my father was just all bad, right? And I was like, he's just a bad guy. And then I got to the point where I was finally able to understand why he did a lot of the things that he did. Not that it was correct, right? Not that it, because it was, God knows it wasn't. But I was able to, and when you understand, it's like, all right, well, this is what happened in his childhood, and this is who he became because of it, and it isn't about me. It doesn't mean I wasn't angry about it. Doesn't mean I didn't grieve that he couldn't be the dad I always wanted. I just watched this video of Camila Cabello. I hope I'm not pronouncing that wrong. I apologize if I'm being culturally ignorant. I'm actually just old and out of the loop and don't know how to pronounce her name. So she sang this song about fathers to her dad. And he's sitting in the front row of some award show or whatever, right? And oh my God, there's like video of him holding her and all of this stuff. And I was like, what is that like? Do you know what I mean? To have that father, like, what does that feel like? And there's a, you know, there was an inherent sadness in not having that. And I think there are times where it is okay to allow yourself to just feel like a victim. Like, it doesn't mean you behave like a victim. It doesn't mean you perpetuate being a victim. It doesn't mean you don't realize that you can change the future of your reality. But
as a child, you are a victim of your circumstances, right? These are your parents. This is your home. You have no control. And it took me the longest time to, A, be sad, to even appreciate that I was sad that I didn't have a father like that. Mm. I know you're close with your parents. I don't know how close you are with your dad, but
really
like,
close.
It was just like, you watch it and you just think like, what the fuck? Like, what is that?
Yeah, I can't imagine not having that. So that,
almost most of my friends don't. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Deshaun is really close with her family, but like most of my friends are not. Hmm. And it's like, okay, so I'm sad about that, right? So you can sort of say like, all right, it's not my fault that you couldn't be what I needed you to be. It's not because I wasn't lovable enough or I wasn't X or Y or Z. I am sad I didn't have that. I'm going to grieve it, right? Instead of trying to change people that are like my father to make them give me the love I didn't need, which is what we so often do. You know, we date somebody who plays out that same destructive pattern with us. And I did that when I was young. I did that in a relationship in my very early 20s, which was really unhealthy, from 21 to 26. And it was my father. The person was an alcoholic, was a drug addict, and, you know, cheated on me, treated me awfully. And I was a kid. I didn't have enough therapy. And I kept thinking, like, I could change you. I could change you. I could fix you. I could, you know, and then finally you get older, you do enough work in therapy. And I've never fallen into that kind of pattern again. There was one individual I met, you know, much later in life after Heidi and I split, and I saw that it was that kind of personality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was able to see it right away and be like, okay, no, and get out, not play it out. But then so it was like, I didn't take it on why my dad was the way he was. Okay. I grieved that he didn't have that dynamic. And it's like, all right, so now I'm just sad. I'm not denying my sadness about it by trying to change it. So that's that repetition compulsion of, if I can change this person who reminds me of my father, then I don't ever have to feel that grief, right? Because I've fixed it in you. But it's like, of course, it never fixes. That's not the way forward. And then I was even able to look back at my dad, and it's so sad because, like, my son has a personality more like me, right? He's very outgoing, he's an aggressive personality, not a passive-aggressive personality. And he's like me. He's like, he doesn't get offended easily. He jokes around. He's way more like me. Lou is the opposite of that, right? And I tell him stories about my dad. And he's like, tell me a Doug story, which was my dad's name. Tell me a Doug story. And he loves it. He laughs because my dad was a nut job. Probably because he was on so much cocaine. That, like, it was just always an adventure. But, like, it was ridiculous. He would capsize sailboats and small craft more. I mean, every day was, like, literally the most ridiculous adventure. And to a certain extent, there was part of that I loved. You know, there was part of him that I took with me, of like the horses and the fish tanks and the crazy travel and all the adventure was the part of my dad that I loved. And I am able now to say, like, I'm sad that it couldn't be what I needed. I see both sides of my father. You know, I am so sad because I wish he could have been like that male figure to my son. But dear God, trust me, that's not possible considering, you know, what he did to my brother, which is a whole different story. But I was able to, after years of work, come to a decent place with that, right? But I am far more like my father than I am my mother, or subsequently my brother and sister. They are definitely the more passive aggressive, which Heidi is as well. And I'm not trying to, that's associated so negatively, but so is the word aggressive. I'm literally outlining it as a personality type, mm-hmm. right? Like when they're angry, they're a little snarky and passive aggressive. When I'm angry, I'm like, what's the matter with, you know, I'm aggressive. Just two totally different personalities. Both are shitty, you know, we're all human. But so I am more like my dad. And in being like my dad, you know, you have three people. You've got two parallel realities. And I think that's what I'm trying to point out is that, you know, my mom's reality or my brother's reality or my sister's reality is very different than my reality. So they're like, I'm a victim. I've been victimized. I've been abused. I've been attacked. I've been abused. I've been attacked. And it's not to say that they haven't, right? But my brother can do something so shitty and irresponsible and you try to tell him, right? You're like, Greg, that was shitty. And it's, dude, Cindy, it's like, fuck you. I'm going to vomit you. He actually didn't say that to me. He said it to a friend of his. who was like, I don't know what's going on with Greg, who's, you know, who's been his best friend since they were kids. And I tried to kind of get them together. And my brother was like, fuck him. I want nothing to do with him. And it's like, I could see very clearly this had nothing to do with his friend, right? Yeah. It was all about my dad.
Yeah.
All about my dad. It was like, I'm vomiting you. And I wanted to be like, oh my God, sweetheart, you're not talking to me. And you're not talking to your friend. You're talking to dad.
Yeah.
But that's his reality.
Yeah.
And so I can't even... So now my reality, right, is I go in now. Because I'm like, oh, you think I'm like dad, right? Or, you know, my sister, who I paid for everything for my sister. College, like her health, her fixed her teeth, fixed her nose. She had my nose, just being honest. Like, took care of everything. Gave her jobs, everything. And my mom... And I had a fight recently about something. And she's like, well, you know, this is 3 years ago. And she goes, well, you know, your sister saw it too. And she said to me in the car, she's just like dad, but don't tell her because I want to go to Italy. That's how long ago this was. But my mom chose to tell me now because we were in a fight about something. And I thought to myself, like, here we are, right? So my reality is, hold on, let me pay for this, take you here, do this, do this, do this. Because I'm trying to show you I'm not this bad person, right? But in their mind, they inherently have this bully. Does that make any sense?
It does. And it also, it's interesting that she would choose to back
to tell my mom.
Well,
but they're all,
I was thinking it's interesting, yeah, your mom would choose alienating you from your sister further as a backup to her side.
Position.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how deep, but that's my
right,
point.
Right, right.
That's how deep. And by the way, that was an argument about something that happened with Lou, who's like them, right,
right? Right.
And I see myself playing out these patterns even with my daughter. So I was driving her to school this morning and she goes, and she uses being a victim like a weapon, which is actually what I, you know, I actually just got off the phone with my therapist. He's like, you can't let her do it. I'm like, but I'm trying to validate her feelings. He's like, but she's not using it that way. Mm. Hence passive aggressive. So we're in the car and she had just spent the weekend with my mom. And I was like, you think grandma will ever date again? Because my mom's like, my mom just doesn't want to do it. Right. And she goes, I asked her about that. And she's like, and she told me you made her go on a date and she didn't want to. This is 3 years ago, four, when Heidi and I are still together. I met this guy that I loved in Austria when I went to do something on the Special Olympics. And I go, are you sure grandma said that? And I was like, because she was wanting to go, it just wasn't to match. I go, you sure she said that, Lou? She goes, well, no. And it's like, they've got this story. You made her. You did this. Right. You. And my shrink was like, no, she's not allowed to do it.
But you knew to ask.
Well, because it was so bizarre. I was like, that's not what happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then they get in this weird, like, clutch where it's sort of like, you know, you did this to me. And it's like the same, I think I told you there was a recent fight with Heidi where we, again, you know, that was brought on by other stuff. But it was the craziest fight for me where I'm like, what is it that you didn't get? Because I played out, of course, the same dynamic with Heidi that I played out with my mom, where I'm like, look, I'm not this bad guy. Here's all this. But to them, they don't care about that.
Yeah.
Right? And if you criticize them or you offer like, hey, don't do this or I don't like this, it feels to them like you're abusing them and you're attacking them no matter what. Right? Yeah. And so I was like, what is it that like you didn't get in our relationship? Because in my mind, right, here's me trying to show my mom, like, look, I'm a good person. Look, I'm a good person. And she goes, you made me get a C-section. And I was like, okay, I don't even know how to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Heidi, that's not even possible. Like, you were in labor 28 hours. You had a fever. You didn't dilate. Like, they induced you. You were 2 weeks late. Like, his heartbeat was, like, this isn't even, but that's how she sees it, Cindy.
Mm.
And I can't, so then you're like, so here's the insanity part is when you try to defend yourself. You can't.
Right.
You can't. And that is the right. So then you get caught up again, right? Where you like, and then you start to feel angry because you're like, I've done this for you. 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 And this, now you're making me the villain. I'm the bad guy. And then you are angry, right? Then you are yelling. Now you are like, you're crazy. That's insane. Right now you are fulfilling this prophecy.
Right. Right.
And you know, my shrink was like, walk away. And he's like, no, you can say, like, I'm willing to engage in these topics of conversation, right? Like, your mother's not allowed to say those things to you. You can just walk away. Heidi, you can just say, don't agree with you. We'll talk again later, right? Like, you can't reason with that. So while I tried to change the people that reminded me of my father for such a long time and finally worked it through and stopped, I now am dealing with trying to change the people that are like my mother without, and now I've got to deal with all of that, right? Which was so much more powerful, unfortunately, because I was so much closer to my mom.
Yeah.
And I've got to now get myself to that place where I don't do that. But that was what that whole relationship with Heidi was. It was playing out that whole dynamic with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, until I couldn't do it anymore. Or go ahead, I see you to go.
No, I was just thinking, do you think that this holiday season, because so many people will not be around their families.
Yeah, but you're dealing with it, I promise.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. But I wonder if it'll open up a new way of addressing what you do during the holidays, how you handle the holidays.
But I would not handle
it. You're around your family all the time. So it's not like, yeah. Oh, God, here they go. The once a year trip around the family.
It does bring up, though, there is something about this time of year that really, I don't know if it's because you're bringing all the personalities back together, right?
Or all the memories. Memories of Christmas past. I mean, it is the same time every year, so. It's post-traumatic holiday stress.
Yes. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, you're not going to change that person's reality.
You've got to break your side of the cycle.
Yes! That's what I'm trying to do, is break my side of the cycle. And it isn't trying to show them your side of your reality, right? It's not getting them to see your reality, because you won't. You will not. So the only thing you can do is try to understand their reality so that you don't take it on. It's so, wow, Cindy, holy cow. I can't be alone with this. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Mm-mm. And I, but you're right. That is, I think, what I'm driving at is try your hardest not to play out your side of the dynamic, because it goes nowhere but down. It is a race to the bottom, I guarantee you. You can't talk about performance without talking about recovery. I mean, when you think about fitness, we program active recovery days because that is the time in which the body heals and repairs itself from the stress of your workout. And now there's a device called NewCalm that you can use after a workout to take you out of your catabolic breakdown mode and shift you into a healthy buildup mode so you can heal and recover as quickly as possible. The NewCalm system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical parts. They're all included in a monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee, and the whole process is super easy to use and work into your daily routine for better sleep, reduced stress, and boost in recovery. Own the day with NewCalm. Then we have a special link set up specifically for you guys. Go to JillianNewCalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NewCalm and their money-back guarantee. That's JillianNewCalm.com, JillianNewCalm.com.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, we are back. And I've got yet another segment to share about a lesson I learned in my own life. I actually didn't learn a lesson. I actually would like to share this lesson because it's one I already knew. Did you see the quote feud that I supposedly had with Teddy Mellencamp in the media?
Oh, a while back. A little while back.
So it was once again on a podcast. And by the way, I mean, if you guys are listening to the show, then you're obviously relatively savvy about who I am as a person. But unfortunately, there are certain individuals, I'm one of them, that are just polarizing in a way where it's like, oh God, when we make this person out to be all bad, the clickbait's through the roof. And honestly, I hate to tell you, Trump is one of them too. It's like the guy, he got credit for nothing. Not negotiating peace between the UAE and Israel. He had absolutely nothing to do with Operation Warp Speed. I know you hate him, Cindy, but like, it's just, it's like, that's how, it's like, we give him credit for nothing. No, and it's like, there are certain people that unfortunately the world just loves to hate. And I am one of those people.
You really,
you
really are. I mean, it's, Lori was just saying the other day, she's like, I don't understand. It's like,
yeah, I know. It's crazy. Everyone
else can say whatever they want, disagree on things, but if Jillian says one thing, bam.
Yeah.
There she is again.
Yeah. And then, by the way, 99% of the time, I didn't even say it.
Yeah.
That's the best part. So it's like, for example, with Teddy Mellencamp, somebody asked me on a podcast, and little did I, you know, and I've got to stop walking into these tricks. So the trick is, if her name comes up with another celebrity's name, then I can spin a story on it, right? So they were like, what do you think of Teddy Mellencamp's diet program or whatever? And I was like, honestly, I don't know it. And I don't know it. To this moment, I don't know it. And they're like, well, she's catching a ton of shit for it. Everyone's, you know, bashing her for it. And I was like, well, I really don't know anything about it. And I hate to admit that I don't know much about her. And it's not because I'm too cool for school. It's like, I'm just a little bit out of the loop on pop culture. And not only that, I don't, you know, people are like, what about this fad diet? What about that fad diet? What about this fad diet? And look, I will look into every single one of them that you guys, and I'm not saying Teddy Mellencamp's program is a fad diet, but people will ask me about these new programs that pop up, some of which are fad diets. I'm not speaking about her. And the reality is, like, I don't even bother with those things anymore. And here's why. I already understand the basics of weight loss. I understand the science of it physically. I understand the psychology of it emotionally. So I don't need to look at those programs because I already have the answers. It's like, for me, I'm talking to guys like Dr. William Lee about my longevity genes because I want to live to be 100, right? That's what I want to understand. I want to understand how my microbiome could possibly help me fight off diseases like COVID. I mean, who knows, right? That's what I want to know. So when I'm not familiar with something, it's not because I don't care or I think I'm better. It's just that basic, like when we're talking about weight loss, there's nothing new for me to know there. Yeah. Unless you're educating me about something we just found in your microbiome or something, right? Then it's like, awesome, teach me more. But so I was like, look, I don't know her. I don't know. And I said, look, is she, they're like, well, she's catching so much shit. And I was like, okay, great. Is she, I don't, like, why? Is she a trainer? Like, what does she do? Because a lot of the housewives are, I think some of them are nutritionists or, you know, and so I was like, she could be a, and they're like, no, she's nothing. She's just a housewife. And I was like, well, that's obviously why she's catching shit for it. And then I talked about how whenever I step out of my lane, even if it's my lane, but it's not my specialty. So for example, pregnancy fitness was not my specialty. I'm not ACOG certified. So it's like the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Like, I'm not certified as a pregnancy fitness specialist. So when I did those workouts, I hired a pregnancy fitness specialist to do them. I got Andrea Orbach to do the DVD with me, to work on the workouts in the book, to oversee the shooting of them. And she is a contributor to the pregnancy book, along with a pediatrician, an OBGYN, an endocrinologist, a pregnancy fitness specialist, a registered dietitian, so that I could say,
Yeah.
You know, when, like, no, I got the best of the best. So don't even try it. And so I was like, she should get, you know, the right people to back her up so she's bulletproof. So the next thing, to get press for their podcast, of course, they tried to start some feud in us. Jillian Michaels, I guess, like, call, I don't even remember the headline, calls at Teddy Mellencamp. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. I literally said, I don't even know her program, right? And then I said, if she is taking shit for it and they're telling me that she's not certified, then she should just get a registered dietitian and a trainer on.
Right.
To anoint her program. And then I was like, and once you do that, when haters like the Andy Collins and the Al Rokers, you know, go after you, you're bulletproof. You've done the work. You have the evidence. And then they're like, ignites feud. And it's like, none of that happened, right? But so here's what Teddy Mellencamp did, which I love so much. I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking stupid. I never said a bad word about her. I don't even know her. And I didn't bash the program. She reached out to me. I loved it.
Amazing.
This woman reached out to me and she's like, I want Jill on the podcast. And I was like, fantastic. Right? So I get on the podcast and she goes, are we feuding? And I was like, I hope not. And I was like, I hope you listened to what I said. And she's like, I actually did end up listening to what you said. And she's like, and you said nothing. And I was like, I said nothing. Like, that I don't know anything about the program. And if you're getting shit, here's what you should do. If you step, and she goes, well, I'm actually certified. And I was like, well, more power to you. I was like, if you listen to it, they're like, no, she's not certified at all. And by the way, they don't get shit for being an illegitimate source of news. They don't get shit for lying about her. They don't get shit for, but, So here's the lesson. Like, honestly, we know this. Don't believe what you read, because it's about money. It's about clickbait. Do your own homework on it. But number two, if somebody says something you don't like, speak to them about it.
Oh, God, yes.
Talk to them. Because imagine if she was like, listen, you stupid bitch, on Instagram or whatever. And I'd be like, I actually didn't say that at all.
Right.
I never said that. Like, don't allow these little feuds. Like, a lot of times it's bullshit. And if it isn't the media, I promise you, in your own life, it's little gossipy groups starting shit. Don't allow it. Go to the source and have a civil conversation.
That's my lesson.
Another one. Thank you, Teddy Mellencamp. All right, how about a little extra motivation for your workout? I'm talking about Sweaty Betty Power Leggings. And other athletic brands just can't compete with Sweaty Betty's Power Leggings because they're expertly placed seams and squat-tested compression beats all the competitors. These are quick-drying, high-waisted performers. And I love mine because they not only have side and back pockets, but they're sexy as hell. And you can take their quiz to find your perfect style and choose from a great selection of patterns at SweatyBetty.com. Now, through December 30th, get 20% off your entire purchase when you visit SweatyBetty.com/Jillian and enter the code Jillian at checkout. This is the best offer Sweaty Betty has available anywhere because you deserve to look amazing before, during, and after your workout. Get 20% off your entire purchase at SweatyBetty.com/Jillian only until December 30th. That's SweatyBetty.com/Jillian and enter the code Jillian at checkout. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them.
They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, how about we do something we haven't done in a really long time?
I like that you're pretending I don't know.
It's something.
Yeah.
Called emails.
Yes. Email questions. I like it.
Email questions, because
that's a surprise. I didn't know we were going to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Rebecca.
Yes.
Was saying, coming into the holiday period, I've been contemplating tracking calories weekly instead of daily to allow for functions and not to feel like I'm falling off the wagon. Is this something that would work, and would you discuss the pros and cons?
It'll absolutely work. In fact, I've written about it in previous books, because the reality, arguably, is even more advantageous, and here's why. So all that matters is the total you take in over time, right? So again, if we want to lose a pound in a week, we need to have a deficit of 3,500 calories over 7 days. It doesn't matter if, you know, one day you only had 200 deficit, but another day you had 800 deficit. It's irrelevant. The math is going to be the math over time. Energy in, energy out, over time. Weight loss doesn't happen like, you know, you got to lose 300 of it today and 300 of it tomorrow for it to work. It's energy. It comes and it goes over the course of time. And your end result, or the result of where you stand currently, is the result of your decisions over time. Not today, not yesterday, not the day before that. It doesn't work that way. And where it's actually potentially advantageous is that it does give you days where you're like, I ate too much today, I'll eat less tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. it gives you that balance, and your metabolism, when trying, if you're actually trying to lose weight, it keeps it, it helps to fend off a plateau. Because if you're consistently low, your body's like, oh, this is the stimulus now. The stimulus is, you know, 1,500 calories a day. All right, let me adjust to that because I don't like how quickly I'm losing weight. So that's a plateau. Essentially, your body is like, hold on. I've lost all this weight and food is continuing to be scarce. And, you know, I can't lose weight to the point that I'm starting to sacrifice healthy tissue. So let me shift some biochemistry, essentially, right? Like, I'm going to do more stress hormone, less HGH. I'm going to do less androgenic hormones. Let's up the hunger hormone. It's adapting to the stimulus. So if one day it's like, woo, I took in 1,800 calories today. And then the next day it takes in 14, your body's going to make a plateau far less likely if you're trying to lose. And if you're in maintenance mode, again, it doesn't matter because it's energy in, energy out over time.
Well, that kind of leads us into Amberlynn's question. Once I'm at my goal weight, how do I maintain? You talk about how you eat 2,000 calories a day, but you're maintaining, not losing.
Yes.
So how do you maintain?
You eat what you burn. So if you're burning 1,800 calories a day, you eat 1,800 calories a day, you're not getting bigger or smaller. Now, over time, as we age, our metabolism will slow a little bit as our hormones shift, but then you gotta eat a little bit less. Mm. Like, it's crazy to me how angry people get about science. That's not true. Calories are not calories. Well, okay. Calories, when it comes to your health, are not calories. But by the way, that has nothing to do with calories. A calorie is a unit of energy. So a calorie in a Cheeto and a calorie in an avocado is still the same unit of energy. Mm. Now, the nutrients in those foods are not at all the same. And how those nutrients affect your health and your metabolism over time will have an impact. But the bottom line is that, look, if you ate, if you ate pure crap and gave yourself type 2 diabetes over time, it'll impact your metabolism. But there are plenty, but there's still, that's why people are like, there's a lot of skinny people with type 2 diabetes. It's like, yeah, not healthy, still small.
Yeah.
And it's like, because they're not accumulating extra energy. That's exactly my point. Mm. So it has one thing, unfortunately, has nothing to do with the other. The two can intersect, but they are not the same. A calorie is actually a calorie because a calorie is a designated unit of energy. It's like saying a pound of avocado is not the same as a pound of sugar. It is a pound's a pound. The nutrients in the sugar and the nutrients and the avocado were different.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It totally does. Switching over to some workouts, Sosi says, do you have to be sore every single time you work out for the workout to be effective? And what's the role of muscle memory in that? Does that have something to do with it?
Mm. No, you absolutely do not need to be sore for it to be effective. But it does mean that you, when you're sore, you have pushed your body outside of where it has adapted to, if you will. Now, let's say I am, again, right, you've got gains and you've got maintenance. So there's a little bit of the same here. So like, I'm often not sore when I train and I maintain my level of fitness. And it's just because I tend to be like, all right, I can do lunges, I can do squats, I got my jump rope, I got my pull-up bar. And I don't have the gym, in which case, like, I'm not going to progressively overload things. And I'm not trying to gain, which I should be making myself sore a little bit. It's just, I maintain my level of fitness. Now, if I wanted to gain function and become stronger, well, then I got to lift more, and then I'm going to be sore because my body has to adapt to that, right? So if I'm doing 20-pound shoulder presses, okay, And I've been doing 20-pound shoulder presses. If I eat right and I keep doing my shoulder presses, my shoulders are going to look good. They're going to be fit. But if you wanted me to do a handstand push-up, and I did 5 of those, well, my body's like, holy shit, this is a lot harder than what we're used to, right? So now you have... So DOMS, or delayed onset muscle soreness, is really just a little micro injury, right? That's what most working out is. It's an injury, and your body adapts to that stress. And then you stop, your body's like, oh, I know this, right? Like you lift weights, you get a blister. Over time, you get a callus. You no longer are getting a blister, right? Unless you stress it harder again, and then the blister might get thicker. The skin might get that much thicker. So if you're trying to run a marathon, or you're trying to lift more, you're trying to gain more physical function, then you're probably going to be, and which is a good thing, but you don't have to do it to maintain your level of fitness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, got it.
And you also don't want to make yourself sore every time, because that's too much stress, which is why periodizing, I had some feedback on CrossFit on YouTube, and I was like, look, in my opinion, there's an inadequate programming or recognition of recovery, right? And I got a myriad of answers. We do program recovery. We work out 6 days a week because we do. I don't even understand. I still don't understand all the comments, and they were all different. And I was like, this is kind of my point. But one person was like, yeah, we tax the body, duh. And I responded. Duh. And I was like, but do you understand how stress works? That you're taxing the body and then creating a period of recovery for adaptation. That's how bones remodel themselves and become more dense. You tax them, right? They're, quite honestly, a little bit damaged. And then your body's like, uh-oh, a little bit damaged. And it sends in an inflammatory response and little bone cells, and it remodels that bone to become more dense. If you keep taxing it, you get a stress fracture. Mm. That's why it's called a stress fracture. Hello. So you don't, that's the other thing with overtraining. So if you're making yourself sore every time, This is what muscle splits are about and recovery days. And this is where I really think if you're going to go that hard, make sure you know what you're doing or have a trainer, right? Like when you look at my programs, I program recovery days. I have muscle splits so that when you're sore, I've already programmed in the recovery for your soreness, because that's what I do. So if you're going to do that to yourself, just make sure you understand how much stress is enough, how much is too much, how to program your recovery. That's really important. Or let a trainer do it. Simple. Doesn't have to be me. I don't care. Just find someone good.
Okay, we've got one more that it's fascinating because I, of course, this is an obvious question. I don't know if you're going to have the answer.
All right, hit me.
Ashton is a female-to-male trans man on weekly injections of testosterone and has been doing that for about 19 months.
Got it.
His question is, when I do anything related to fitness, should I count calories for a male-bodied person, say 1,500 calories, or a female-bodied person, say 1,200 calories? I'm 5'6 and 145 pounds.
Mm, okay.
And, wants to put on more muscle.
Is he trying to lose?
He said, I'd like to put on more muscle and am uncertain if I should lose body fat or increase caloric intake to gain muscle.
Oh my God. Okay. This is tough because there's two separate questions, right? So the first thing is, let's just pretend that Ashton is trying to lose weight, in which case he needs to know how much he's burning in a day so he can effectively create an energy deficit. Now, here's the thing. So all the metrics of 5'6", height, weight, that, you know, age, that plays in, but you're right, male, female, but what is the differentiation? Mm. So of a guy that's 5'6" and a girl that's 5'6", a guy that's 145 and a girl that's 145, a guy that's 30 and a girl that's 30, hormones. What makes a man, right? I mean, look, we don't need to get into that. But my point is, from a metabolic perspective,
right. What
makes a man and a woman is going to be the hormones. So I imagine if Ashton is actually taking enough androgenic hormones, then I would say man. Now, mind you, this is new territory for me. I'm guessing, given what I understand about metabolism, And I would love to suggest to Ashton that whoever has him on the hormone therapy, I'm hoping, dear God, would be an endocrinologist or somebody that really understands this, in which case they would probably be the best person to ask. I would love to ask Dr. Van Hurley if I had her right now. But I think I'm probably right here. And Ashton, here's what else you can do, or anybody else listening, is that there are times where we collect all the information on something and form an educated guess, right? Mm. But then if you put that guess into practice and you monitor the results, you're going to see pretty quickly if it's working or not. So if Ashton said, okay, well, it says as a man I'm burning 1,600 calories a day, you know, when I train and, you know, or when I don't train, this is my active metabolic rate. All right, great. And then Ashton sets the calories. Okay, so I'm going to eat, you know, I'm going to eat 1,600 because when I work out, I should be burning 2,000, right? So I should get 400 calorie deficit a day. At the end of the week, I should lose 1 pound. If over the course of the month, because you have fluid fluctuations, whatever, if over the course of the month, we haven't lost like 3 pounds, it's clearly not working.
Right.
So then we go, all right, I was wrong. Let me adjust this. And that's how you handle anything in life. Because the reality is that there are not always, in some cases, there's an overwhelming amount of empirical data and there is an absolute factual answer, right? Like the law of thermodynamics. Calories in, calories out falls under that category. However, you know, with things like this, it's like, well, all right, you know, how are hormones affecting metabolism? We know that they are one of the master components there. But we also know that our gut, you know, flora and our microbiome impact our metabolism. And we don't fully understand the mechanisms of how much and how do these things work in sync. And does one affect your hormones? Do your hormones affect? We don't fully understand that yet. So we take all of what we do know and say, all right, based on X, Y, and Z that I've read, studied, applied, and seen the results for, let me make an educated guess that's mitigated, right? We don't go all in on something, be it business, health, whatever, and then see how it goes. And then course correct over time. That simple. All right, guys, that's it for this one. I hope you have an amazing holiday. Stay strong. Stay safe. I'm thinking of you. And next week, we have a special guest, so I'm going to tease it right now. His name's Anil Seth, and he is a world-famous neuroscientist. And he's coming on to talk to us about the nature of consciousness. So before you're like, Cindy goes, do you think we'll lose people? And I was like, hell no, because we're talking about, quite honestly, the soul. Is your brain the seat of your soul? I want to know.
I'm in.
Me too. Well, of course, I asked for him to be the guest, so definitely in. All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.